That is an alien coming out of a rhino.
It's not that I don't enjoy the sequels. It's just that there's no way that they can be this. They can't be the same as the first one.
I think that they and recognize that. That's why yeah. they're so different.
It, but they want to, because of the gimmick, you mm-hmm. can see that they kind of want to be the same. I mean, they want to employ the same characters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very rare for that to work out well. Like, if you look at both Alien and Predator, the first movies were just extremely simple. One alien, one predator, and it goes through everything.
Yeah.
And then when you get to this movie, or the later Alien movies,
mm-hmm.
it's a little like convenient to the plot, as in the predator is coming after them, it's coming after them fast, slash, slash, it kills the hell out of one person, and then they have a scene where the humans are running around doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm aware of just being like, the predator is coming after you, but I know perfectly well that it will not come after you until after you've resolved this particular plot point. Suddenly, the predator became ultra slow.
Yeah.
And same with, like in the first part, the guy who could not hit two perfectly visible humans
mm-hmm.
with what looked like a cannon that shot, I would say, 10 rounds a second.
The Gatling
easily.
Gun, yeah.
The Gatling gun. Very good.
I pay attention.
Nice.
And for those of us joining in progress, we're talking, we just got back from the red carpet premiere of uh-huh. Predators. And we're going to ruin the movie for you and tell you whether it was good or not.
I was not bored.
Okay.
Like, it just kept on going and maintained its momentum all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Same time, like, creature features. There has to be a build-up. It can go one or two ways. There has to be a really, really good build-up.
Mm-hmm.
And or because if it's not really good, you're just like, oh god, shut up and bring in the monster, come on,
I kill these people, this is boring. I feel like the, what was there, like half an hour, 45 minutes before the predator showed up in this one?
There was.
Okay.
And some of it was good, some of it was okay. I'll say this.
Yeah,
guys need to find a new tough guy voice, because
the
thing.
Christian Bale, yeah,
where they do like this. And I didn't notice this as much until I saw an episode of 30 Rock where, I know, but still.
Yeah.
Where these two ultra alpha male guys meet and someone makes a crack about, okay, if you can't work things out between you, you can just settle your differences with a talking like this contest. And that's what I feel like with every single guy who does the talk like this.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some things that I can never unsee. I'm not going to talk about them. Let's move on. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
and what's Adrian
like
Brody
you...
from? Like that if she hurt your voice doing that. What was Adrian Brody known for before this movie? It's like, I know his name, like, he has a vague rep as, like a romantic actor or something?
No, he was in The Pianist. World War II, guy who played the piano. Really, that's all I got. I remember it was supposed to be a very, very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be done by some very, very good director.
Mm-hmm.
But I have forgotten who... I want to say Scorsese because that's the first thing that comes to my head, but no, of course it wasn't. That can't possibly be it.
Okay, so he's done a lot of movies.
Yes.
It looks like 49, and I've seen 3 of them, including Predators.
I don't think he was really an action movie guy until now.
No, not at all. Was he believable? Like, as the Arnold Schwarzenegger character?
Not whenever he spoke.
Yeah. It was
you can't do that voice. You cannot just stop. Just talk in your normal voice. That will I will not believe that you are like a grizzled Marine who's unwillingly participated in the slaughter of an entire village and then turned on his crew and had to bring them to justice, and then one of their sons cut off his finger. And
is this from a movie?
No.
I'm
just making this up as it goes along. And, you know, one of their wives committed suicide, and that guy, like, came out of jail and came after you and killed your girlfriend, and then you just, like, set your house on fire and walked off into the desert to bring justice to the unjust. It just kind of makes you sound like you have a cold or like you're trying too hard.
He's not, I guess, skinny, but he's pretty far from like the typical like Hollywood military man.
Yeah.
So like as he was losing his clothes over the course of the movie, he started looking more and more ridiculous.
You know, I didn't think so. I mean, he wasn't.
He looks normal, I guess.
We're past the age where it's like Stallone and Schwarzenegger bodies.
Right.
But he's I mean, that looks silly now.
Like, Matt Damon looks kind of, like, squat and solid, you know? Adrian Brody's just, like, a normal dude you'd see at, like, a coffee shop.
Yeah. Except in this movie, it's pretty ripped.
Yeah. And it was kind of funny how, like, in every scene when they end up running from the Predators, he loses part of his clothes. Until he finally has, like, his tactical vest and just, like, bare arms, and then he just takes his vest off, and he's like, now I'm shirtless and covered in mud. We're gonna fight the
Predator. But not the way Arnold was covered in mud.
No.
Like, this thin sheen of mud.
Yeah, my first thought was, that doesn't
cover
his
abs.
Like, what are you hiding from? And then I realized that he was doing the opposite of what Arnold did.
Okay, did you see that episode of Mythbusters where they were trying to get past a heat sensor, and they like put themselves in, they cover themselves in mud, and they put themselves in a wetsuit, mm-hmm. and one of them wore a chicken suit because I think it was a funny visual, and it always set it off,
yeah.
And then finally one of them just like took a sheet and held it in front of them, and that worked. Just as long as they moved slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I would have loved this movie if they did that.
If they just
got a sheet and held it in front of them and walked up to the Predator and just went through the sheet. That would have been awesome.
I thought the fire was kind of funny because it was like jump cut, you know? Mm-hmm. Basically, at the end of the movie, Adrian Brody's fighting a Predator man to man, and there's fire all around so the Predator can't see him. And so there's like 45 seconds of him just running past and hitting the Predator and running back
with
to the
stick,
fire.
I think
yeah.
It was.
It's like a Predator tomahawk.
Yes.
Which apparently isn't sharp until the very end.
No, I think it was a stick at first, and then it dropped its tomahawk,
okay.
And he picked up its tomahawk.
Yeah. And it was just, like, I feel like it was probably 5 minutes of real time compressed into 45 seconds. So the Predator's just getting increasingly pissed off as this human is running around and doing stupid things. But I really like this movie.
Yes. I mean, we're ripping it to shreds, but...
Yeah. But it was very enjoyable.
Yeah. And I liked the surprise guest, which isn't
really
a surprise because he was in the trailer. And then his twist
mm-hmm.
was also pretty good.
Basically, Lawrence Fishburne is crazy and plays crazy very well.
Yeah.
His character is crazy, and Lawrence Fishburne, the actor, acts crazy very well, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's basically, he was on the planet for however long. He says 10 seasons. They don't say how long a season is there.
Yeah.
Considering the sun doesn't move, that, you know.
Except it somehow gets dark.
I figured it just got overcast. He's just like,
but then it got
storm
light the
coming.
Next day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ah, screw it.
Things you're not supposed to think about during the movie. But he, like, scavenges, and he stayed alive for a really long time, but I'm not really sure, like, how. Did the Predators just give up looking for him? Are they like, well...
He was just that good, apparently.
Yeah.
Except he wasn't, because... eh.
Yeah. But I like...
None of it makes sense, but it's enough to keep you going at the time.
And the cast was, it was a really well-cast movie.
Yeah.
Because they were all action movie cliches.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there was,
oh, such cliches.
I mean, there was the Yakuza guy who was in, like, a really nice suit, which was kind of cool. He lost his jacket after a while because, you know, you can't hold on to your clothes when you're fighting predators, apparently.
Even though that's the one thing that would save you.
Yeah.
If you just held them up in front of you.
But then there's the, I guess a female sniper isn't really a cliche. She was the only one who was kind of new. But...
was she a sniper?
Yeah, that's what her rifle was. And she had a spotter who she mentioned got killed and she hid.
What does a spotter do?
Basically points out where people are to snipers.
Aren't snipers supposed to do that themselves?
Well, you've got like a very
tiny... I'll shoot, but you have to look at it for me.
You know, you look through a telescope and you've got a very little... not a telescope.
Yeah, but you also have eyes. It's not attached to your eyeballs.
Yeah, but if you...
that seems like selling half a service.
I'm trying to think of how to explain this without...
that's like selling a car and being like, oh, you want wheels with that? Oh, well, that's extra.
All right, say if you're...
buy it from that guy across the street.
Say you're on a pirate ship. Mm-hmm. And you've got the guy up top who's looking around for islands. And he's like, mm-hmm. land ho, and it's over there.
Okay.
And then the pirate captain pulls out his telescope and he looks over and he's like, oh, that's land. We're going to dock right there.
Yeah.
The spotter is the guy who is up top, pointing like out the general area and keeping track of what's going on while the sniper focuses on one thing.
All right.
Because, I mean, you really can't see a lot.
I still feel that the military is being ripped off, but...
true. They should really just use satellites and do it from space. But she was pretty... I guess she had elements of, like, the haunted action hero.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I lost my partner and I was a coward. I should have, you know, done this and done that. So now I'm guilty all the time. But there was the African soldier. There was Shane from The Shield as a convict. Basically straight out of Con Air.
Yeah. He was like... he was the guy where they're like, we would have gotten Steve Buscemi, but he turned us down.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's a dead-on, I guess, analysis. But he was... like, when there's a bit in the movie where he goes off because he's the only one without a gun.
Yes.
Like, you could feel everyone wanting to laugh but not laughing. Because, like, wait, is he serious?
And there was Topher Grace.
Yeah.
From
Spider-Man and not 30 Rock, That 70s Show.
He was in Spider-Man?
Yeah, he was Venom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was unfortunate.
I only saw the first, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. He was the kind of the hapless, not guy that didn't quite fit in.
Yeah.
And there was a part where they, the evil mass murdering convict and the death row inmate and the hapless guy were bantering, and I'm sitting there thinking, I should not be laughing at this. This is the wrong thing to laugh at. Like, I should be personally ashamed.
Yeah.
And yet I am.
It's a movie, it's... I'm not going to say it doesn't take itself seriously, but it's not afraid to break the seriousness every once in a while. Because there are a lot of really funny moments.
Yeah.
I mean, there is the one scene when basically Adrian Brody sets up everyone he's with as a trap for the Predators.
Uh-huh.
So that he can figure out what's going on. And the aftermath of that, where he's like, you know, like, are you still mad? And the lady, like, curses him out. Everyone laughed. I guess it's because we can relate to being pissed off and wanting to be mad forever. And being hunted by predators.
Yeah.
But I feel
like... it makes it hard, so hard to buy milk.
This movie was much better than it probably should have been, considering the, like, past several Aliens and Predators movies. This movie also, it kind of, like, pretends like Predator 2 didn't happen a little bit.
Yes.
Because they recap the first movie. And that's why a certain character knows what the Predators are.
Yeah.
And also it's called Predators, so alien, aliens, predator, predators, which is kind of funny. But it's, yeah, I don't know. Like, I expected, like, gory fun and, like, you know, machine guns, and I actually got something that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, like, and you also got gory fun and machine guns.
Someone's entire spinal cord did get yanked directly out of his butt. Which was pretty funny. Which makes me sound like a horrible person, but I laughed. So what?
with his head attached.
Yeah, like just the strength needed to do that, because like your ribs are attached to your spinal cord. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Maybe we didn't see the alien deboning knife or something.
Or he's just very good at what he does.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah. It was, I don't know, it was a good action movie, and there's been precious few of those this year. Like, Losers I liked, but it wasn't very good. Expendables I'm going to like, but I don't think it's going to be any good at all.
Yeah.
I feel like if I'm not drinking whiskey while watching The Expendables, I'm making a mistake.
Just smuggle a flask into the theater.
Smuggle a bottle, like one of the gallon size.
And like, oh God.
So if I die of alcohol poisoning, you know exactly what happened. But so you were telling me that... So what do you think of Alien 3?
Alien 3? No.
Didn't like it?
It seemed... No, it seemed kind of like a... Well, again with the alien.
Yeah. But there was less this time, which I thought was a smarter move.
It was better than Alien 2, I thought.
Interesting.
In my opinion. With the cute little kid and the... Game over, man! Game over!
That's a selling point for everyone else who's seen that movie. I feel like for me, the Aliens movies go, you know, Alien, Aliens, and then Alien 3. And Alien 4 isn't even on the list.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Was it Christina Ricci?
Winona Ryder.
No, Winona Ryder. That's right. It was pretty unfortunate. Joss Whedon wrote it.
Yeah.
I just should have given it, you know, like 4 or 5 sequels and I would have gotten good. But one thing I really liked about Predators was the sword fight. And completely out of place...
I kind of figured that you would. I'm like, just like, I'm just going to let David have his moment here.
I mean, it's completely inappropriate. And, like, of course, the Yakuza guy finds an ancient katana, which somehow is still, you know, it's not rotted by now. Because you're supposed to clean those. Like, they don't just last forever, I believe.
Oh, I thought they were made out of stainless steel.
I don't think so.
All the ones I've seen at Comic-Con have a little stamp on them.
Made in China. But so he has a sword fight in a empty field.
Yes.
And it was the point when it went over the edge, but so far over that like it didn't break your suspension of disbelief.
You're just like, oh, I get it's supposed to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay. That's load off. Okay.
And I was hoping they would do the thing that happens in every sword fight ever, where the two people pass each other, and then there's the pause, and one of them falls, and then the other one falls, because they both died and killed each other, and they did.
Yeah, several times, actually. Yeah.
I just thought that was inappropriate, but totally awesome. Yeah. Which basically sums up Predator. It was, why did you write this, but it's okay that you wrote this, but don't do it again. Because I really think if they do a sequel, and it's in the same kind of, you know, stuck on a planet, and then there's Adrian Brody and what's-her-name that are still there, it's going to be terrible.
And you know they left it open.
Well, of course. Like, it ends with several more people coming to the planet.
Or whatevers.
Yeah, there was a cage, so it was probably like, I bet they were dropping aliens in. And the sequel is going to be Aliens versus Predators.
Aliens versus Adrian Brody versus Predators. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
And in the end, Ellen Ripley gets dropped in, just being like, you know what? Don't worry, people, because if we wait around here long enough, the company is going to pick us up and take us back to Earth.
One thing I couldn't figure out was when it was supposed to be set, like the time period.
They mentioned one guy was deployed in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And they looked modern enough.
And Topher Grace was just basically wearing like a t-shirt and a zip-up hoodie. So, yeah. I kept expecting...
And it was definitely past 1987 because...
Yeah.
They explained the plot of the last movie, which is 1987.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I kept expecting to see, like, some kind of new technology or something, because they took being on an alien planet very well. Like, there's the scene in the trailer where they go out and look, and there's, like, you know, three planets and a giant sun, like, right in their face. And they're just like, well, time to go back in the woods. And nobody's screaming or crying or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have been a sad mess on the planet. I would just been, like, the predators wouldn't even have killed me. I've just been curled up being like...
They just would have been disgusted.
I want chocolate. I want a TV. My finger hurts.
One thing
cold.
I was
cold.
I thought it would have been kind of cool if they'd all been from slightly different time periods. It's like there's one guy from a little bit in the future. The Yak is a guy from the, I don't know, 70s or something. But
what, time travel?
Why not? There was a sword fight on an alien planet where a guy happened to find a classic sword that he recognized because he said the name of it. Like, I don't know. Like, at that point, all gloves are off.
Next time.
Yeah, they should let me write it. It'd be amazing.
It'd be some, like, grizzled old Western guy. Tar Nation, we're going to get these varmints.
It would basically be someone in Clint Eastwood makeup from the Man with No Name movies. And he's like, I don't know what we're doing here, but I'm going to kill every last one of y'all. And, you know, Seven Samurai would guest star. At this point, this is fan fiction. I should stop. But so do you think that it's worth making more Aliens and more Predator movies? Or have they kind of...
I don't think it was worth making this one.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where they could go with this one. I mean, like I said, the first concepts were so good because they were just one thing, and because they didn't know what they were at the time.
But then once you show the alien or you show the predator, a lot of the magic comes off.
Yeah, then you have to just keep getting bigger and bigger, which gets you just farther from what was so groundbreaking about the first one, what was so...
Interesting, really.
I would say more, like, it doesn't make sense that it's scarier being hunted by one thing than, like, a group of them.
I think it's one known thing versus several known things.
But there is just something that's more psychologically...
It's more personal?
Yeah. Or arresting, or simple, or something about it. It's just story-wise, and it works. Where just something gets dropped into your life and you go from there. Rather than... And because it was so unknown at the time. Like, everyone knows the alien face huggers now. Yeah. And we're just waiting for the characters to figure out what the alien face huggers do. Or for one of the characters to explain what the alien face huggers do.
That's an interesting point, because you're totally right.
And with the Predator movie, I'm just like, okay, figure out that they can't see you if you cover yourselves in mud. I mean, they should, but they can't, so... And they shouldn't be able to see you anyway, because I think all of the movies were shot in places that were at or above human body temperature.
Yeah.
So heat vision wouldn't really help.
So
anyway.
They can hand wave that away.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like the ninja rule, where if you're fighting one ninja, he's super strong, but if there's like 100 ninjas, you're definitely going to win. Because, yeah. I don't know, there's like a shared pool of strength or something. And same thing with the aliens. Like, it went from one unstoppable alien in the first to just mowing down aliens in the second.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think Predator 2 kept it to just one alien, or one Predator.
Yeah. That's true.
But then the Aliens vs. Predator movies blew all that out of the water. But the Predator dogs. Thumbs up, thumbs down? What did you...
Those were tough little suckers.
Yeah.
Like, one got chopped in half and it's still, like, trying to bite.
Whoops.
Nah.
Yeah. But there's... the last time I saw dog versions of established characters was in Hulk. The, I think it was the Ang Lee version. With Eric Bana and Jennifer Aniston and or Connelly.
Connelly.
Yeah. And basically, they looked stupid. And they were a stupid idea. But for some reason, I wasn't offended by the Predator dogs. Even though they did look pretty stupid, but they were like a scary stupid because they were all sharp and, you know, and muscly.
Yeah.
There was.
I thought they did well with the, not quite the introduction, where they see that thing and it's coming from way away, far away, and they all just look at it as it comes closer and closer.
It's basically the thing from Monty Python's Holy Grail, where the guy's running up and there's guards like, ah, what is that down there? And he's running and he's running and they're like, huh, what is going on? Is that a guy? And then he's there and he kills him and, you know, he runs inside.
Yeah. But the second one, where they got the first one, and then there's one immediately behind it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh!
It was the pacing, I think, was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's what kept it from being a drag, is that, like, you have the opening scene where it's really, everyone's very confused, and then Walton Goggins comes in, whose name was Stans in the show, in the movie. I don't think they ever said it. And then he's beating a guy up, so, like, the tone changes to where it's, like, not all the humans are going to be good, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or, not good, but not all the humans are on your side.
Yeah.
And also, I like the... So, in The Shield, he was super racist. Mm-hmm. Miracle at St. Anna, he was racist. Like, every... In Justified, he's racist. And he opens this movie by beating up a black dude. Like, he is so typecast now.
At this point, it's just like, there's only one thing I know how to do.
Yeah. But it's... The first, I guess, 45 minutes are really good in that it keeps you interested without necessarily ramping up the gore instantly.
Yeah.
The trap scene, I thought, was fantastic. When the one guy trips over their branch and then, like, all the traps start falling out of the trees. Mm-hmm. They were a little too focused. Because all the falling spikes were always falling right behind whoever was running at the time. Yes. Which is either...
Just stay still and you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's incredible foreplanning, you know? Yeah. But it was really... It
didn't kill anyone, so technically it was very bad.
That's true. But if they were a little bit slower, he could have won. Yeah, they did a really good job of showing that it's not just, like, you know, we got to beat up the Predator, and that's the entire point of the movie. It's, you got to make it through, you have to survive, there's crazy people, and also there's other aliens in this jungle, which you see once, and then never mention again.
Yeah.
And the dogs disappear. I assume they're in the spaceship that got blown up, which is kind of a dick move.
Yeah, I was... Yeah, well, I didn't care about those dogs.
Yeah.
At the end, though...
Mm-hmm.
We were talking a little bit about the beginning about how suddenly there's an urgent situation where someone's going to die and, oh my God, we got to do something right now. And then they have some dramatic thing going on where they have to have a conversation. And all that urgency is suddenly gone for the space of them having that conversation. And then it's back.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're going to die. We're going to die. We're going to die. Hey, I never trusted you. Well, I never trusted you. Do you have so many lozenges? No, I don't. I still don't trust you. And, oh, yeah, we're going to die. And then they resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
But, at the end, because there were still... They didn't kill all the dogs. I wasn't expecting it, but I was still aware that... You know, there are some really, really deadly dogs wandering around this planet.
Maybe we shouldn't chill out on this log and hug.
There are trees that we can climb into that would help a little. But yeah, I guess they were on the spaceship.
Depressing.
How with those dogs? They suck.
The midway through the movie, I was... Like, after the Predators had shown up and there's that big firefight when they first find the chained-up Predator, I was like, this is the greatest episode of Lost in the entire world. Because, like, Lost in a jungle, no one knows what's going on, there's the take-charge guy nobody likes, there's the lady who's really talented but also kind of tends to do dumb things. It's totally Lost.
Except they... had an idea of why they were actually on the island instead of just being like, we'll tell you next season, next episode, just give a little while longer. We totally planned this out.
Lost would have been improved with, like, one single really, basically a predator walking around the island killing them and giving them a reason to actually do all the dumb things that they did and waste my time for, like, 6 seasons.
Bitterness spilled out there.
A little bit. There's good bits, but overall, it should have been, like, 4 seasons shorter. But yeah, so Predators, go see it now that we've ruined it for you.
Yeah.
I give it a thumbs up, so. Would you, if I hadn't made you go see it, would you have gone to see it?
I would have gone to see it.
Okay.
It's a monster movie. I mean,
that's right, creature features.
I'm still more excited about that Piranha movie with Elizabeth Shue, which is basically Jaws in a lake.
Really?
But, yeah. I mean, she is the sheriff.
Can't you just leave?
She realizes that something's wrong, but there's spring break, and so no one's going to admit anything's wrong because it brings a lot of money into the town.
Yeah.
And you have a whole bunch of teenagers in the water, and she's like, everyone get out of the water.
That movie should be 20 minutes long. Like, at most.
We'll see if it is.
And the first 10 is everyone get out of the water, and the last 10 is, like, rigging extension cords to toss a TV in the water to electrocute all the fish and kill them.
or bring in those carp that are killing everything along the Mississippi right now.
Really? Well, will they kill piranhas? I feel like that's a different class of fish.
Yeah, but they eat everything else.
Ah. So then piranhas would starve.
And these are prehistoric piranhas.
So they're giant, I assume.
Yeah. So no, I think they're the same. They're just, I think they're a little spikier.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was spikier. And
that's how you know
in
it's
prehistory.
Oh, man. It can't be worse than Resident Evil.
No.
That was.
I don't think, we saw the trailer for that, and I don't think anything could be worse than that.
It's, I realized it was going to be 3D a moment before they flashed, you know, Resident Evil Afterlife in 3D because everything was jumping at the camera.
Yeah.
In really, really goofy ways.
In like that Jaws 3D thing where for no reason they focused on a spinning fish head for like 30 seconds because, ooh, it's impressive if you see it in 3D.
Yeah.
But, yeah, instead they focused on a spinning axe blade farther, far, far longer than they should have.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of 3D. Maybe I'm a Luddite, but that's boring to me.